but she was more than made up for it in height. Her height and slimness was, in short, the height of both. I often saw that tray. After I was innocently smiling, because, or more likely screeching one, of the doctor standing it up on the table against the wall in his consulting room. Whenever my own father and mother were in that part of the country, I used to put my head, I've heard my own mother say it was flaxen curls at the time, though you wouldn't know an old hearth broom from it now, till you come to the handle and found it wasn't me, in at the doctor's door. And the doctor was always glad to see me, and he said, "Ah, my brother practitioner, come in, little M.D. How are your inclinations as to sixpence?" You can't go on forever. You'll find nor yet could my father nor yet my mother. If you don't go off as a whole when you're about due, you're liable to go off in part. And 2 to 1, your head's the part. Gradually my father went off his, and my mother went off hers. It was in a harmless way, but it put out the family where I boarded them. The old couple, though retired, got to be wholly and solely devoted to the cheapjack business, and were always selling the family off. Whenever the cloth was laid for dinner, my father began rattling the plates and dishes, as we do in our line when we put up crockery for a bid.